The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening. Good evening, and welcome to the National Intel Report. You're tuned in live this Thursday, November 16th, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Of course, I am your host, your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller, and hoping that he is feeling 100% or more very soon. Anyway, this is going to be a fast-paced first hour. I'm going to sit in for the first hour, and then, as usual, Jeff Bennett will host the second hour. But this first hour is going to be interesting, so I encourage you to buckle up and get ready, because it's serious. The phone lines will be open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. But I'm going to insist that we stay on point, because I don't think anything really is more important than the destruction of mankind. Hopefully you agree with me. Anyway, I'm joined by my special guest today, Richie from Boston. And if you have been around for any length of time and you have been paying attention and you understand things are not the way they should be, they're not as we're being told, which I assume you are one of those kinds of people because you're listening to this network, then I'm going to presume that you know who Richie from Boston is, because if you don't, you've been living under a rock somewhere. So as I have said on my broadcast, he needs no introduction, and I encourage you to go check out his latest channel, Richie from Boston, II or Roman numeral 2, and maybe we can get into that a little bit. Anyway, without further ado, Richie, thank you for coming on this broadcast today.
Not a problem, Chris. I appreciate you having me back.
You're making all kinds of videos. It seems like, you know, the recent malfeasance is what I would call it with your main YouTube channel, or former main YouTube channel at this point. You seem to have kind of pulled out all of the stops. I mean, every video really since then, I think maybe one or two in there in the beginning after the first couple, suddenly you just seem to be pulling out all the stops. I mean, you're just going hard after it, and rightfully so. I mean, the latest videos, folks, if you're not familiar, go check them out. But just the last three, for example, worshiping the AI Godhead, the Beast, we'll probably touch on that. A Call for an Uprising Terminated, that's one of the another one of the YouTube channels that's been taken down, and there are a number of folks like Richie and Brian over at High Impact Flicks and a number of other folks on YouTube that have been saying, hey, we need to set aside any differences we may have, come together and say, this is not okay. Folks that have been paying attention know that, for example, Dennis Prager's university, Prager University, filed a lawsuit against YouTube last month, and that's been interesting. But the point is, there is this massive uptick in the censorship and really kind of the takedown of channels like A Call for an Uprising and like what Richie's experienced. But the other video I was going to mention and we'll probably touch on is the video titled "The Web Has Been Built Around Us, Singularity Rising." These are all important subjects that you need to know about. America is changing. The world is changing very quickly, and so we're going to get into that.
It's amazing to me.
Yeah.
How quickly they're coming out with this entire singularity AI weaponization system and 5G platform all at the same time, and it directly correlates with the massive push for censorship all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's beyond coincidental, like we talked about before.
Yep. And you, in that video, the video titled "The Web Has Been Built Around Us, Singularity Rising," you throw in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11 links. They're all pretty much from this year. Several of them, the articles are just from the last month or so. And, I mean, you know, there's no more – I usually kind of conjecture about what we hear about coincidence and plausible deniability, which are, you know, terms of art that the intelligence community and their functionaries use. I said, you know, for instance, I think yesterday I was talking about the Moscow rules on my broadcast, and one of the corollaries to the Moscow rules from Ian Fleming's Goldfinger is once is an accident, twice is a coincidence, three times is enemy action. So if three times is enemy action, just in this one video, you have numerous links. And so there is no coincidence. There is no accident. Folks, if you've been watching what's happening over in Saudi Arabia, for example, and you understand the connections back here, the fact that Sophia, so to speak, has been given more rights, modeled after a woman, modeled to look like Audrey Hepburn, but like you've said, Richie, it looks more like the evil robot in Ex Machina who kills its witch. I should say witch. It's not a who, it's a witch that kills its creator. It has been, this Sophia thing designed by Hanson Robotics has been given more rights in Saudi Arabia than women. If women tried to do what this robot now has the permission to do, they would be beheaded in some cases. So do we not see a problem here, people? And where is this going? And why is this happening? That was at the Future Investment Initiative. We've talked about that. They call it Davos in the desert. And of course, Davos is right around the corner too. And like you're saying, Richie, it's here. I mean, they had another meeting in Davos, a sort of preliminary meeting this month on the 11th and 12th. And they just keep having these stupid meetings. I mean, there's Bilderberg, there's Davos in the desert, there's a pre-Davos, there's Davos, and they're telling us, you know, like you're saying, it's here.
When Trump got his picture taken in Saudi Arabia and he had his hands on the globe, that was a big harbinger that most of us didn't exactly understand
how big
it was going to be. Because like you were just saying, every single day, the links I left in the video that I just put up last night, those links are all from the last 2 days. This is just every single solitary publication, every technical magazine, everything is suddenly, it's all about AI. Everything's AI. Sophia's making the rounds. She's on Jimmy Kimmel. She's everywhere.
Yeah.
This is something they're going to force on everybody. And the funny thing is to you and I, they're forcing it on us. To everyone else, they're going to welcome it with their arms wide open.
Yep.
I don't even understand the gravity behind this. No pun intended.
Yeah. And that was a video that you made, and we've talked about that before. The fact that you, the title of the video on the other channel is something along the lines of, it won't be forced, it'll be demanded.
Demanded, right. Well, they're great at this. Like you said at the beginning of the show, myself, Brian from High Impact Flicks, A Call for an Uprising. a lot of us have decided that it's time to stop playing their game because their favorite tool is the Hegelian dialectic. Republican, Democrat, blacks, whites,
yep.
police,
yep.
civilians, so forth and so on. Well, they've done the same thing in the truth community, and it's worked because so many of us have taken the bait. So many people have let their egos stand in the way.
Yep.
Well, now they're picking us off one by one, and
divide and conquer.
Now that it's a crisis, people are starting to see that we need to unite or we're going to lose this.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it's frightening. Folks, if you're not paying attention, it's unbelievable what's happening, like Richie's saying, the uptick. And like you said in the video that I mentioned, the web has been built around us, singularity rising. You talk about, and you've talked about this several times lately, but you say, you know, there people are actually filming military grade planes flying around, spraying stuff, and they don't even care. And these things are starting to happen, like you're saying. I mean, there are a number of meetings that have been had. The town hall stuff used to be, we all know it's kind of a consensus building exercise in Delphi technique fashion. They have their plants in the audience. They have their panel of so-called experts. And I say, let's define terms. Who decides who's an expert? And these are always obviously self-appointed or self-anointed, probably, self-proclaimed experts. And so they sit up on their panel and pontificate, and then someone objects, and then you have one person in the crowd say, well, actually, and then another person on the other side and another person in the back, and these are all plants, it's just three people, and the crowd of however many people goes, well, maybe we do agree. We know it's been like that, but now, like you were saying, all of a sudden stuff is just happening, and whether you like it or not, hey, this is what's going on. It's a hardcore push, and you're absolutely right. AI, in simple terms, AI amounts to the Antichrist. And the way I've been saying it is, think of it this way. They're calling it consciousness. I wouldn't, but fine. We'll call artificial intelligence and machine learning consciousness. Let's pretend that's what it is for a second. Think about consciousness without a soul. If you have any understanding of the Bible, if you have any understanding of who God is, that is essentially the personification of ultimate evil. And that's what they're doing. Even Elon Musk said they're summoning the demon, right?
And it's gone further than that. The last video that I just put up, the ex-Google employee that has registered the artificial intelligence religion with the IRS...
And exactly.
The stuff that they're talking about, I mean, they're saying they're starting to sound like us.
Anthony Lewandowski.
Don't see any fault with it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's every crazy. Every single day. Another thing. When you're talking about the consensus in the town halls, the 5G system's going up, and because of the limited range, they have to put, according to them, they have to put up more antennas, more transponders per square foot than they used to with the old system, according to what they're saying. And people are starting to get alarmed because these are showing up in playgrounds, schoolyards, neighborhoods, in front of houses. Even experts in the fields are coming out in the whole town hall. They can't do anything about it because the federal guidelines are overriding it. So it's all just a big rubber stamp. This stuff's going up whether people like it or not. And people are starting to take note, but I think it's a little too late.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And, you know, my favorite, you know, it sounds sensational. And I was listening to your video before we came on today, the one that I was talking about, the web has been built all around us, singularity uprising. And I was just thinking, I mean, like you're saying, you're telling it exactly like it is, and you know the description says this has come to pass way faster than any of us could have guessed. Blockchain, D-Wave, AI, all parts of the virtual puzzle have come together while most are chasing Hollywood's latest sexual escapades. And of course, we see the nonsense with you know, Al Franken and Leanne Tweeden today, which is absolutely absurd. And it is just a distraction. But, you know, listening to your video, it's such a leap. Like you're saying, you're just you're calling it like it is. It's way faster. I talk about Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines, published in 99 on Road Warrior Radio all the time. And that passage in chapter 11, 2029, where he talks about bypassing, you know, I should just actually read it real fast. Bypassing of certain neural regions. This is, you know, I don't know, maybe, you know, I was talking about this earlier today. Maybe some people, I think, I'd be curious to hear what you think, Richie, but I think this is a very divisive issue. It's kind of a, there's no middle ground. There are people who think what, you know, that are horrified, like you and I. And then there are people that legitimately that are not involved, they're not the Elon Musks or whatever, who say, oh man, that's the coolest thing. And I'm shocked. I think you know, get a copy of Kurzweil's The Age of Spiritual Machines and you will be stunned. Maybe.
There's people on our side of the fence that see this for what it is, and we're seeing it speed up as they're breaking it out. And there's people on the other side of the fence that are looking at it like, dude, it's 5G. I'll be able to download a video and text at the same time. What's the big deal? You know what I'm saying? They package this perfectly.
Exactly. So from Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines, chapter 11, 2029, this is the part that always freaks me out. In chapter 11, he's talking about, you know, what the future portends. And this is a roadmap. This isn't, you know, speculation for those who don't know. Kurzweil is the guy who built a laptop and a briefcase in high school back in the 60s and has been, you know, owed to darkness ever since. Anyway, let me give you a flavor of what, and of course he's heading up R&D over at Google now, so unlimited resources, which is probably a big reason why this stuff is accelerating. Like you say, Richie, they're doing interdimensional stuff and plugging directly into evil, as I would say. But this is what Kurzweil wrote for those who haven't read The Age of Spiritual Machines. For those, you know, people say contacts are great, you know, why do you have a problem with the FDA telling you that you need a new eye exam every 10 minutes, it seems, or, you know, what's wrong with cochlear implants? Well, listen, displays are now implanted in the eyes. Remember, this is what Kurzweil envisioned for 2029. But like Richie's saying, this stuff is here. It's right around the corner. This stuff is here now. Displays are now implanted in the eyes with a choice of permanent implants or removable implants, similar to contact lenses. Okay, so it's a contact. So what? Images are projected directly onto the retina, providing the usual high-resolution three-dimensional overlay on the physical world. Remember VR and AR? Guess what? They've been Jaron Lanier, just as a parenthetical aside, is one of the best guys that folks can read on this. His book, You Are Not a Gadget, a Manifesto, published in 2010. Get a copy, read it. Anyway, he talks about how he's worked with all of these guys. They were doing what they call virtual graffiti back in the 70s. This is not new stuff. Continuing, Kurzweil wrote, images are projected directly onto the retina, providing the usual high-resolution three-dimensional overlay on the physical world. Terminator, ring a bell? These implanted visual displays also act as cameras to capture visual images and thus are both input and output devices, which reminds me of the guy who was on CNN almost 10 years ago now and said, I lost my eye. I'm going to have it replaced with a camera. Going to make a movie. Cochlear implants, originally used just for the hearing impaired, are now ubiquitous. These implants provide auditory communication in both directions. Again, input, output, between the human user and the worldwide computing network. Listen to this, though. Direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection to the human brain. Uh-oh. This allows bypassing certain neural regions, for example, visual pattern recognition, long-term memory, or replacing those functions of the regions with computing performed either in a neural implant or externally. Blade Runner scenarios, basically any Philip. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break with my special guest, Richie from Boston.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Well, the magic's from
all right, welcome back. Once again, I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, joined by my special guest, Richie from Boston. And, you know, just a quick note on what you heard there in the break. This is, yes, kind of going the way of PBS and public broadcasting, but not quite the same. As I usually say on Road Warrior Radio, the difference, of course, the paramount difference is subject matter. So the point here is that you're not going to see, like with PBS or NPR, this broadcast or this network will never be underwritten by a grant from the Knight Foundation or the MacArthur Foundation or Ford or any of those trusts. Why? Because, well, this network and the subject matter we cover is inimical really to their interests. So, and that's unfortunate, but it is the way it is. So your help is vital and essential and greatly appreciated. So back to where we were, just real quick, because it sounded like we were cutting out there at the end. Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines, Chapter 11, 2029. This is the punchline. Direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection to the human brain. This allows bypassing certain neural regions, for example, visual pattern recognition, long-term memory, and augmenting or replacing the function of these regions with computing performed either in a neural implant or externally. If that doesn't horrify you, then maybe you should check for a pulse. I don't know what else to say. Richie, your thoughts?
It's amazing. When you look back at 1999, when Kurzweil published his
book,
The Age of Spiritual Machines, talking about AI surpassing humanity and then becoming somewhat of a god, and then you look at the front page of things like PJ Media, and you see that a former executive at Google has filed paperwork with the IRS to establish an official religion of technology, where people can go, based on artificial intelligence and through understanding and worship, a godhead to the contribute to the betterment of society, filing with the IRS. I mean, it's happening. It's not coincidental. It's happening, and it's happening in a tidal wave. This isn't a drip, drip, drip anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How do you argue that Anthony Lewandowski is just being, you know, it's a publicity stunt? When, like Richie said, the article that I go back to is John Brandon's article in VentureBeat last month, when he wrote, "An AI God." This is the headline from the article: "An AI God will emerge by 2042 and write its own Bible. Will you worship it?" That was the headline of John Brandon's article over at VentureBeat last month. And the excerpt that, you know, my mind gravitates to is, recently reports surfaced that a controversy-plagued engineer who once worked at Uber has started a new religion. Anthony Lewandowski filed paperwork for a nonprofit religious organization called The Way of the Future. Its mission, quote, to develop and promote the realization of a godhead based on artificial intelligence and through understanding and worship of the godhead contribute to the betterment of society. He's not joking, folks. He's not joking. He's dead serious.
It appears that they are much further along in schedule than they originally anticipated. It seems like AI is no longer waiting to be introduced. It's just breaking through the doors.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Absolutely. And to corroborate the points that you've been making, I keep asking folks, are you guys noticing, especially the last like 2 weeks in particular, maybe three, that devices are acting weird? I've noticed like my cell phone is all of a sudden asking me for Google permissions. Hey, update your phone number, update this, update that, constantly. And it used to be maybe like once a week or once every so often. And there are all kinds of little anomalies. Things are glitching. And
on that note, before I forget, I probably received at least, no exaggeration, 20,000 emails in the last month saying the exact same thing. And it happened to me yesterday when both of my machines decided to update for quite a while, and they just updated a week ago. And the same thing with my phone. Everything is rebooting on its own.
Yeah. And the point, for those who aren't making the connection, is that, you know, guys like Quinn Michaels are saying that is evidence that artificial intelligence is already fully operational, and it's just testing you to see how you will respond, which sends shivers up my spine. I don't know about you. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back with my special guest, Richie from Boston.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Gonna disagree. It's your life.
right, welcome back. A little bit of an extended delay, technology not cooperating. So I just want to kind of get out of your way, Richie. You've made some great videos lately. You've been doing a ton of research. There may be a couple of points that I would add, but I just really want to get out of your way and kind of let you, speak to the videos that you've made recently, especially those two. But you've made several others like that. I mean, worshiping the AI Godhead, the Beast, the Web has been built around a Singularity Rising. U.S. military caught spraying chemtrails on Americans. Real dangers of 5G wireless radiation. There, it's all the same subject. The D-Wave video before that, transhumanism, AI as war, expert says. Go look at Richie's the main channel, Richie from Boston 2, Roman numeral 2, and watch these videos. Go ahead, Richie.
Well, you remember when Harvard University came out this year, 2017. You heard about that, right?
Right. You were one of the first to sound the alarm on that.
Well, it's because it's right here, it's close to home, and it's something that it's what I started my channel on 7 years ago. It amazes me that people don't notice how much they spray the sky, and they denied it for years. Once in a great while, you'd have a pilot come out and mention it. You'd have a meteorologist drop a hint, and they always disappeared right afterwards. Well, now they've come out. They're on the cover of every magazine. They're going to use geoengineering, solar remediation, solar dimming, whatever you want to call it, chemtrails, to spray the sky. This is their own words, Harvard University, Dr. David Keith. They're going to spray the sky. They're going to bounce the sun's rays back into outer space and save us all from global warming. The problem is, they've been doing this since I'll be 50 years old in 2 weeks. They've been doing this since I was a child. They did this in Vietnam. That's one of the first times we know for a fact. They're loading the atmosphere with heavy metals, yeah, which, coincidentally enough, work really well for transmitting. Say if you wanted to run something like a 5G network, or even better, if you wanted to run an AI network that runs off 5G that uses the chemtrails to control everybody. And I know it sounds crazy, but all of it's coming out this year, and it's all coalescing right now. We literally got video from five different places in the United States of United States Air Force heavy planes, C-130s and bigger, dumping chemtrails all over people, and no one cares. Nobody's alarmed. No one even sees it. The predictive programming is amazing, and I believe this is all playing together. There's a reason why everything you see and hear now is blockchain, Bitcoin, AI, or 5G. And there's a reason that they're forcing it on us. I've never seen, it's a tidal wave. It's absolutely astonishing to me.
Me too. And you've been sounding the alarm the loudest. There was another point I was going to point to that you mentioned. You always talk about Operation Solar Shield. You started the hashtag We Do Not Consent. I always say that seems to be gaining traction. You conjectured that might have been one of two reasons that YouTube finally decided to take your channel down in a very specious manner, I might add. And folks, if you're not familiar with that whole discussion, go watch a couple of Richie's latest videos on that, like the one that's less than a minute. If we had more time, I'd just play it, where he says, talks about all the, you talk about the weird stuff, like you got another strike while the channel was offline. They literally had it taken down 2 hours before they put it back online. You got some other violation somehow.
It's amazing. This is, I'll do it in a minute. I end up on the news because I didn't believe the official story in Las Vegas. They show one of the quote-unquote victims, and then they show me in a video saying, I don't believe any of this. And then suddenly, here come the community guideline strikes. One on the 2nd, one on the 3rd, on the 4th, the channel's gone. After the channel's terminated, I also get a takedown notice, which is impossible because the channel's already taken down. An hour later, I get a letter saying, we just reviewed it, you didn't do anything wrong, everything's fine. Enjoy your channel. And when I go there, I'm not allowed to do anything. I can't upload. I can't comment. So they basically neutered my channel, and that's what they're doing to everybody. your channel's still there, but as far as people that come to visit to see what the daily news or whatever is, it looks like you're not doing anything anymore. So it's just another, it's a new and improved form of censorship that the AI must have come up with, because it is algorithms. They straight up say it. It, yeah. You have to ask to have a human actually review any guideline strikes or community guideline strikes you may get. They're not making any bones about it. They're just shutting us down left and right. There's a reason that they're shutting us down at this exact time. Meanwhile, ex-Google employee is filing with the IRS for a church to worship AI. You see what I mean? It's all happening for a reason. And I know it sounds crazy, but it is what it is.
Well, I want to touch on that too, by the way. You know, anyone that hopefully you do any kind of homework, you realize it's not crazy. I think one of the best points, you know, as far as the weather manipulation is concerned, that started officially around 1902, for those who don't know. And the federal government, the military in particular, was doing that, was experimenting on the United States population by 1947, which coincides with the passage of the National Security Act of 1947, which also created the DOD, the CIA, Joint Chiefs of Staff, DARPA, all of the things that really attack Americans and the world at large. But I digress, as you would say, Richie. So you could fast forward from there to the Club of Rome back in the 70s, writing that, you know, the first global revolution, people are the problem, and we got to pretend that, you know, people are the new enemy and global pollution, et cetera, et cetera. But all of this stuff, you know, going back to Tesla specifically, the 2000 PBS documentary, Tesla Master of Lightning, really kind of says it all. This is a documentary about a guy with more than 700 patents around the world who laughed at Marconi using it, more than a dozen of Tesla's patents to do what Tesla had already done. But J.P. Morgan was upset because he was paying Tesla to transmit radio, and Tesla was basically saying, I'm trying to transmit massive quantities of energy instead. I've already done the radio thing. But secretly, he was trying to do the energy thing. Anyway, Marconi used Tesla's patents and his work to, you know, get credit for the radio stuff. Anyway, this is a guy that has more than 700 patents around the world who said that the first, you want to talk about clean energy, he said the first question is energy dynamic or static? We know it's dynamic, so then energy's all around us. And he was saying, kind of like Back to the Future fashion, you're driving through an energy field all the time. You don't need to stick garbage in your whatchamacallit thing. We just need to figure out how to harness that. That's what Tesla was saying. And when he passed away, the FBI stole all of his work, the FBI and, you know, Westinghouse, et cetera. And now Raytheon owns, at my understanding, last count was around 300 of Tesla's patents. And that's where HARP and things come from. But like you say, Richie, HARP is old technology.
I think the NEXRAD and the Dopplers that they've literally speckled the entire country and the world with aren't just to predict weather, because they suck at predicting weather.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's never been about predicting weather. Just like these devices, they are not for your benefit or convenience, folks. That's why they don't work for your benefit or convenience. They're for spying on you, tracking you, propagandizing you, and acculturating you to the next version of sticking your phone in your head permanently, just like Kurzweil wrote about.
Indeed.
Yeah.
They needed us. This is the best thing I can come up with. It's my opinion, but I'm sure you're going to pretty much agree. They needed us for a while to build everything, build the infrastructure until they could get to the place where they're at now. And now they no longer need us. They don't need us to pay taxes because the money's backed up by nothing. They've already stolen everything of substance from us. We're just giving each other worthless pieces of paper.
Yep.
They keep telling us that the world's overpopulated, and on the other hand, they're spending all their money and all their time and energy and resources to create exact replicas of us. There's too many of us, but let's create even more things like Sophia and her friends that look just like you.
Yep.
They're making vessels. You know what I'm saying? We talked about this before. Sophia is a vessel, and they're using these quantum machines, quantum computers, to fill them with entities.
Exactly, and we talked about that too. Kurzweil's book, the title says it all, folks, The Age of Spiritual Machines. First, we're supposed to be the spiritual machine. That's transhumanism, which is a gateway to posthumanism, which is what? Back to Genesis 6, where the machine now is embodied by a disembodied spirit, a demon, as you pointed out in your most recent videos, Richie. That's one of the things that I appreciated about you the most, seeing that image, for example, that you had as your Facebook cover image for a long time, that it has a thing that looks like what we're told is an alien, and it says, the image says, I'm not an alien that, you know, comes from another planet to be your friend or whatever. I'm a demon. I don't come in peace.
Some of the best scientists, like J. Allen Hynek, these guys went into the alien question to debunk it totally, and they came back with, these things are not intergalactic, they're interdimensional, and they're twisting humanity into absurd ways. They're still doing it right now. More people believe in aliens, more people believe the entire story than believe in God by a lot, and that's what they're playing off of. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing.
Absolutely. Yep. And the more you dive into the history of the so-called science, this what I'd call pseudoscience, we don't have time for that now, but folks, go look it up. I keep saying look up, just look at Jack Parsons' Wikipedia page, for example, and see all of the occult, crazy, ritualistic nonsense. Look at all of the scientists that were imported in Paperclip and all of the occult ritual nonsense. It was inseparable. The science, so-called, that was imported from Nazi Germany was inseparable from the occult ritual, because that's what they considered it all one thing. And so you fast
the same.
Yeah, you fast forward to now, it's exactly what you're saying, Richie. Folks, if you don't know, Richie's always talking about the Black Mirror. They're all around us. We have, our houses are filled with these stupid Black Mirrors now.
They've gotten society to pay $999 to carry a black scrying mirror, one of the tools that they use in order to summon a demon.
Exactly.
And people clamor for them. I have one on me right now. I'm looking at one right now. It's insidious.
Exactly, with the all-seeing eye at the top of them usually, and people are clueless.
It's funny you mentioned, it's funny that you brought up Jack Parsons, because that's the exact video. I correlated Jack Parsons to one of their false flag events, and that's the video that got taken down on YouTube. That's the one I'm in court with right now.
Huh.
So, just another funny coincidence.
Yeah, exactly. To your point, real quick, and then we got to go to the phones real fast before the break. To your point about they don't need us anymore, we've come from Metropolis to Aaron and Melissa Dykes over at True Stream Media put out the documentary last year, Obsolete. Folks, if you haven't seen Obsolete, go watch it.
It's free right now. You can watch it on their website, on their YouTube channel for free. Phenomenal.
Exactly. It's a must watch. Go watch it. Let's grab Abdul in Minnesota. Abdul, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call. Just to be real quick, I love what you guys are talking about. I'm going to start digging into what you've been saying. Actually, my brother sent me an article you guys mentioned about the Church of AI, which is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life, but it is real. And just a quick comment about that, how far in advance they are, that broken off part of society is, I'm going to say 1,000 years, considering the first Reichstag fire of 47 BC, when the Great Library of Alexandria was supposedly burnt down to the ground. Now, this is supposed to hold all the knowledge of the world, or most significant knowledge of the world. You think they'll have that burned down? I don't think so.
And even if they did, the Google Books project has essentially recreated the Alexandria Library. And do we get to share in that? Do we get to benefit? No, of course not.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Well, that's all I have to say. But one question I have for you guys. So, do you think the Church of AI represents the end game, where
We have to go to the priestess and priesthood to get our money or our jobs or our cures for man-made diseases that run rampant throughout the world that is created by AI, can only be cured by AI? And I'll take your answer offline. Thanks.
Thanks for your call, Abdul. We're headed into a break. We'll address the question when we come back. Stick around, folks. Final segment with my special guest, Richie from Boston, coming up right after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
expect from me at all. I'm not the kind to smile and bow out gracefully. I always wanted to take it to the wall.
But I found somebody. All right, welcome back. With the heart as big as Texas. Final segment of the first hour of today's National Intel Report, this Thursday, November 16th, 2017, joined by my special guest, Richie from Boston. And to address Abdul Minnesota's question, do you want to field it?
I think it's exactly what he said. I think that's it's a very good... I think he's got it handled pretty well as far as going to it to receive the cures for diseases that they started in the first place. But when he said going to them for money, I don't know if he's heard of universal basic income, which is what you alluded to in the movie the Truth Media TrueStream Media put out called Obsolete. Universal basic income has shown up at Bilderberg, all sorts of the roundtable groups. They've floated this in a bunch of magazines, so that looks like the direction they're going to push us.
Yeah, and there's been a huge push for that lately. The UBI people can't stop talking about it. And again, like Richie said, if you watch the Obsolete documentary, you'll see Melissa does a great job of pointing out that it was what I would call in simple terms a psyop, for lack of time to elaborate. But it's based on social experiments over decades, going back to the 30s, 40s, 70s. Let me just put it simply like this. There's a reason that the projects are called the projects. That's about the best way to put it. And I would add to your response to Abdul's question, it's worse than that. It's worse right. than we think. And like you keep saying, the point, folks, is that it's here. We're hearing about Bitcoin. You're hearing people say, is it the way to take control back from the man? No, the man made the system that Bitcoin is built on. Come on. Do a little bit of research. You'll understand that whole talking point is exactly the same thing. You go back 100 years and see that J.P. Morgan was the guy underwriting the massive PR campaign to break the money trust when he was the money trust. Why did he do it? Well, we got the Federal Reserve. Fast forward to now, 100 years later, same scenario. You got the money trust telling you, maybe this is the way to stick it to the man. Guess what? The man made that system, so to speak. And so Bitcoin is, the way I would put it, it's the cryptocurrencies are the Revelation 13 economy. No man may buy or sell, or the Revelation 18 economy, perhaps.
Absolutely.
The merchants of the earth, kings of the earth. Out of time, folks. Go check out Richie from Boston's YouTube channel, Richie from Boston. Roman numeral 2. Richie, are you coming on my broadcast tomorrow?
Absolutely.
All right. Check that out tomorrow, too, and we'll elaborate more. Thanks to the callers that we missed. I apologize. Stay tuned for Jeff Bennett coming up. Second hour, National Intel Report, coming up right after this short break.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.